one thing, and I might go on a bit of a rant here. We might not have discussed this before, but one thing I want to point out specifically is all the negativity and
Oh,
all the
you have mentioned this.
yeah all the abuse and all everything in going on in the world is BCCI's fault. It's getting a bit tiring now. Let's be honest. I'm not sitting here as an India fan. I'm not sitting here as a biased fan. I'm just spitting the facts. Let's be honest. All those journalists from Australia and from England who take the who seem to take the moral high ground, ask the questions of your board first. Ask the questions as to why, when this was announced, why this wasn't questioned from ECB, from CA, from South Africa. You can't come crying now saying, BC, this is all BCCI's fault, ICC is bending to BCCI's money. Hell yes, that's how business works. If you want to, we often forget that you can't be emotional when you're running a sport. I've been there. I've actually worked in this system. You can't be emotional. You can't look at it from an emotional point of view. You have mouths to feed. You have to put food on the table of people who work in the sport.
Yeah, look,
It,
of
it's not that
course.
easy to make these decisions. Another thing wanted to point out is India's. Yes, India having played all their games in Dubai is at an advantage. Yes, that's correct. But so were England. So were England who played both their games in Pakistan at the same pitch, at the same ground, without any travel. So was South Africa back in 2009. I realized this in the Champions
I did
Trophy
read
when
about that.
all the games were played at Centurion, and yet they failed to qualify.
It's
So
interesting, isn't it? Yeah,
don't come
look.
back to us with this morality and show us that Indians or BCCI are some evil
Yeah,
entity.
look.
Well,
Yeah.
every other board will do the exact same thing, and it's not even. It's not. Sorry, I'm. As I
Know you
said,
are. All good.
I'll get you. I'll give you a chance to get your
I'll
words
butt
in.
in. I'll butt in.
But the thing is, it's not a cricket issue. It's a geopolitical issue. It's not. It's that no matter which
They were never
government
playing
is
in
in,
Pakistan,
it's.
right? They were never
They
playing
were
in
never
Pakistan.
the last they played in Pakistan was 2006. They were never playing in Pakistan, and this is a geopolitical issue. Sort out the geopolitical issues, and then you sort this issue out as well. You can't tell me no matter which government is in power in the cent in Delhi, India are never touring Pakistan unless the issues at the border are solved. This is a fact. If you can't understand that, and you're honestly telling me there's no issues in Pakistan, then it's not even been 20 years since a team was attacked. Are we actually forgetting the fact that the most wanted terrorist was found in Pakistan? Are we actually denying the fact? This is turning into a political podcast, but these are all facts. India was never traveling to Pakistan. They knew that. Everyone knew that. Ask the questions from your board first, and then point the fingers at others.
Look, India were never traveling to Pakistan, and we talked about it before even any of the debates or any of the news articles came out. We knew when the Champions Trophy was announced going to be in Pakistan that India weren't going to travel and there's going to be a hybrid. We knew it. We said it a long time ago because of the issues that you've spoken about. But I think that the thing that people get upset about as well, which I actually had a bit of objection to as well, was the actual scheduling, because when you have a team that has to go to Dubai and not play and have to go straight back to Pakistan, that's a blunder, right? I don't care if the boards have agreed to that. It's not right. Now, if the
The
boards
thing
have agreed
is,
to that, it's
Shabel,
wrong.
I'll ask you this question on that topic, on what you said. I'm guessing you're pointing out to South Africa, who traveled
South
to Dubai and then
Africa,
had to travel.
yeah,
Could they
correct.
have
And
not waited in Pakistan to get the result of the match?
you could have, but the thing is, the game is the next day. So you fly out the Monday and the semifinals the
But
next day. Like it's
that's
very
the thing,
tight, right? You get what I'm saying?
but we are also ignoring the fact that scheduling in these multinational tournaments is always a problem. Look at 2023 World Cup. South Africa.
I understand, Nash, but India had a week break between their second and third game, so they played that Sunday game. I know it's for the advertising revenue and your
Look,
audience in India.
I'm not saying India is not at an advantage. They are, but just to put an asterisk, if India wins, just to put an asterisk towards their win,
Look.
is going to be really pathetic.
To me, I think they're I mean, I think given the conditions in Dubai in this final, give New Zealand a very good chance given the players that they've
It
got.
does. It
If
does.
it's
That's
in,
why I'm
if it's in,
nervous.
I wrote last week, if it's in Pakistan, I think India win this tournament pretty easily, to be honest, even though their fast bowlers could go for some runs, but you don't want to be involved in a batting, in a batting a showdown against India's batting on those flat pitches in Lahore, etc. They'll knock off 400 over there, in my view. So actually, those conditions in Dubai, with a team that's switched on and has the belief, can actually cause India problems there. The issue is that too many times teams and journalists, etc., are trying to look for excuses instead of, well, I mean, Steve
All
Smith
the
was,
time,
I
all the
thought
time.
Steve Smith was good in his answer. I thought, he didn't budge on that, on his view that, it's not necessarily an excuse for Australia that India played all their games in Dubai and we didn't play any before the semi-final. I thought Australia put on a very good show, and if we
They
batted better
did.
in our first innings, we could have done something in that game and take our chances. Some, it's on
And
you. It really
the thing
is.
is, no one had a problem when India played every single game in the 2023 World Cup at different venues. No one
India
had
did
a
do a lot of
problem then.
traveling in that tournament. They
I
did.
mean,
They did
India were
do a
the
lot of
India
traveling.
every single game. Pakistan
Yeah.
played at two venues. In
I did say that actually. Yeah.
a tournament played in India. So don't give me that crap and
Yeah.
bullshit about, travel and stuff. India got 2 days to the semifinals in 2023 World Cup. 2024 T20 World Cup. Afghanistan had 1 day gap to the semifinals versus South Africa. India had 1 day gap to the finals. No one was complaining then. And don't get me started on New Zealand's campaign in the World Test Championship a couple of years ago.
What are you saying?
They won everything at home, and then they lost everything at away. So don't give me that crap and bullshit about travel and you're not happy with the scheduling. Every single multinational tournament goes this way.
Understand, but I've never
Just
seen a
because.
situation. I've never seen a situation where a team's traveled to do, a place thinking they may
But
play or
shouldn't.
may not play, which I don't
Isn't
think is right.
that mismanagement of logistics from South Africa?
Not necessarily, Nash, because the thing is, you've got a Sunday game that finishes, right? And you've got a
But they
semi-final that's
need.
48 days later, 48
All
hours
I'm
later,
saying, there
sorry.
was a 50-50 chance, wasn't there,
Yeah,
of
but that's
South
not
Africa
right.
having to come back?
But it's not right. It's not right. The fact that you've got to travel and you might not play. That's just my
That's
point.
what I'm saying. But
The
you
scheduling
knew
should have been
that would
fixed.
happen. You knew that was a
It doesn't
problem.
make it right. Doesn't make it
It
right.
doesn't make it right. All I'm saying is it could be managed better.
Correct. That's all I'm saying. Manage that side. To me, I wrote that I don't care if India play all their games in Dubai. If a team's good enough, this India side is beatable there. They're a very good side, India. But if you've got your head switched on and you execute well and you take your chances and you take advantage of the positions, if you get into a good position like Australia did in that semi-final, you get the score you're supposed to and you take your chances in the field, anything is possible. Can you imagine if Australia get 300 and Virat Kohli's out for 50, Maxwell takes that catch? It's a different game. All of a sudden, the pressure's on. This is with an inexperienced side. So you talk about an experienced side that can go there and do the business. You can keep India's batting quiet, more quiet than what you would in Pakistan. And I understand that works the other way around with India's bowling, but still, look, I just think there's some issues around the scheduling. But in terms of India playing in the UAE, maybe they could have played a game or two in Abu Dhabi and Sharjah, so they travel a bit. But to be honest, they win there anyway. They've been the best side in this tournament. Let's just say it as it is. They've been the best side, and they're always going to be in the final, no matter where it's going to play.
And
When they
my
play.
problem isn't with that. My problem is people trying to portray that India is winning only because they're played in Dubai.
That's false. You look at India's
That's
record.
absolutely
You look
bullshit.
at India's record in ODI, tournaments going back, over 15 years. Since the 2011 World Cup, India being a regular feature in these big games and dominating the group stages in particular. So, all around the world. So, it's not necessarily just been in Dubai.
What I honestly feel, I read this somewhere. It's in front of me at the moment that, and I've said this before as well. I think a couple of months ago, I think last year, some on the podcast is, I really hope at some stage in the next 2 years, India just stops playing international cricket.
No chance.
For no, I know that. I'm saying India should do everyone a favor. And stop. Let's say for 3 years, don't play any multinational tournament. Don't play any bilaterals. Play IPL. I'm being petty. Listen to me. I'm being
I love the
petty.
pettiness here.
I'm being petty, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. You know, India is well within its right not to go to Pakistan and play in
Well,
Pakistan.
if that
And
happens,
other
it'll be
boards and other
detrimental to
boards,
everyone.
other boards, all I'm saying is other boards are well within their rights to boycott India. That's fine.
Never,
That's fine.
yeah. That
Can
would be
you tell me
financial
why Cricket
suicide. Yeah.
Australia or why England doesn't want to play with India, but their journalists want to go all out on India? They're asking ICC to have some balls, but why not ECB or Cricket Australia? That's my question.
That's a fair
That's my
point.
real
That's a
question.
fair question. Because they
I
can't.
mean,
It,
back in
the
2021,
money
when India
you get from
toured,
playing India is just you can't ignore it.
Cricket Australia was going to be bankrupt. How I know that? Because I was part of Cricket Australia's umbrella back then. That India tour allowed me to keep my job.
Oh, definitely.
That's the impact. That's the impact. And
No, no doubt.
how many times have in the past 20 years Australia or England have toured Zimbabwe? You know, everyone speaks about the small high ground that they want to take, yet they don't look at how many.
Oh
Why
yeah,
does
look.
Australia play Afghanistan in multinational
To
tournaments?
me, I've had a go at Cricket Australia in the past because we've cancelled visits from Bangladesh and we don't tour there. We don't tour Zimbabwe. We don't. I'd look at us Cricket Australia first from an Australian perspective for me. If you want to grow the game, you've got to do your bit too. But in terms of the India playing cricket, I mean, a lot of the journalists now that are writing this stuff, they would understand if India don't play international cricket, the detrimental impact it'll have right around the world. Because you look at the ICC revenue,
That doesn't stop their narrative. That doesn't stop their
vast
agenda.
majority is generated by India. It's just unfortunately the reality. You've got the vast majority of the revenue
I
generated by
mean,
one country.
it is it's natural, isn't it? If you have such a cricket-loving country, who are absolutely mad, borderline crazy about cricket, they are going to watch any sort of cricket. Don't give me this. You know, there were agendas that India only loves Indian cricket. That's bullshit again. That myth was busted back in 2023 World Cup again, when all the non-Indian games were the highest audience. And you saw what happened in Pakistan in the semi-final. The stadium was empty. You know, these are the agendas that are not pointed out. You can clearly see I'm not radicalized, or you know, if you go online, you can clearly see a shift in agendas and a shift in narratives as to it's all about control of cricket, isn't it? And that's something especially the journalists from these countries can't handle and understand. They can understand, they
Look,
just don't want to, you
ultimately,
know.
what it is India, they've been the best side and they've been a very, very good side around the world in ODI tournaments, in particular the last 15 years. Can things be managed better in terms of the scheduling this tournament? Yes. And I think both you and I do agree
And
on
I
that.
agree with that. I agree with that.
I don't think that's right to have, those scheduling things just because you want that India New Zealand game on a Sunday. I understand it brings in the advertising revenue, but you'd still get very good numbers on a Saturday, and that just makes it easier for everyone to organize and again get by. But anyway, look, that's just our view.